AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israel's military is promising a full investigation into the airstrike that left 6 aid workers and their driver dead. They were from Chef Jose Andres World Central Kitchen, and they had just left a warehouse when they were struck. IDF spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari says,
as a professional military committed to international law, we are committed to examining our operations thoroughly and transparently.
There was a school shooting just outside Helsinki, Finland today. 3 12-year-olds were wounded. Another 12-year-old is in custody. Caitlin Clark and the Iowa Hawkeyes last night defeating LSU in a rematch of last year's championship game. This fan in Iowa City says,
the future for women's sports here and across the country is crazy. It's going to go crazy, and we're starting it here.
Clark scored 41 points. Another big one. Nobody won Powerball last night. The jackpot for tomorrow night's game, now more than $1 billion. This is ABC News. Authorities in Atlanta are looking for a possible motive after an SUV rammed the gates of the FBI field office on Monday. The driver was sent for a medical evaluation. No weapons were found in the vehicle. A war hero being remembered today. Here's details from ABC's Danny New.
Lieutenant Commander Lou Conter was the last remaining survivor of the USS Arizona.
Things were happening so fast, and we were highly trained in those days.
His commanding officer ordered the survivors to help rescue injured soldiers. Here is how he described that scene to the American Veterans Center back in 2018.
Said, knock them unconscious if you have to, because if they jump over the side, they'll get burned to death in the fire.
The attack would lead the U.S. to enter World War II, as Conter then went to flight school and earned his pilot's license.
Conter died on Monday. He was 102 years old. Closing today in the Vegas, the 1950s-era Tropicana Hotel, once welcoming stars like Frank Sinatra and Sammy Davis Jr., set to be demolished this fall to make way for a new baseball stadium. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus igniteglassandgifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump campaigns in Wisconsin Tuesday night. His national press secretary won't say whether the former president will announce any political endorsements in Green Bay. Caroline Levitt tells WISN-TV's Upfront that Trump will unveil his agenda. Both Trump and President Biden have already clinched their party's nominations. The Wisconsin primary is also Tuesday. Children in Wisconsin from low-income homes will get nutritious food this summer. Wisconsin will take part in the federal Summer Electronic Benefit Transfer Program. Qualifying families will get preloaded debit cards to use to buy groceries.
We've got families with low incomes, most of them working, by the way, but just not able to put that extra meal on the table for kids who are at home during the summer months.
Shelley Fortner is with the Hunger Task Force of La Crosse. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Badgers lose at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College basketball, the Wisconsin women's basketball team losing to St. Louis in the Kohl Center, 65-60, ending their season. It was a rough night for the Badgers, first losing one of their top players, Sarah Williams, to an apparent knee injury at the start of the game. Later, Sonia Copeland had to exit just before the half with reportedly a concussion. The Badgers made it to the Grade 8 women's NIT semifinals, their first appearance in the postseason in 13 years. NBA, the Bucks wrap up their road trip trip tonight in D.C. against the Wizards. Baseball opening day in Milwaukee. The Brewers and the Twins this afternoon. Did sweeping the Mets show how good the Brewers can be?
Yeah, I think if you just said it, I think we compete. We go out there, and whether it's in the box or on the mound, we're just competing our butts off and being aggressive and having that mindset plays off of one another. If we see this guy's doing it, then we're going to do it. So I think it's a good start for us.
That's Brewers pitcher Colin Ray with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We have some rain and snow on the way today, tonight, into tomorrow. We could see around 2 to 3 inches of accumulation, and it's going to get very windy tonight into tomorrow as well, with gusts from 30 to 35, even up to 40 miles per hour. Today, 36. Tonight, 32. Tomorrow, very windy with a high of 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
Do you know what this means?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
You're pretty high and far out, aren't you? What kind of kick are you on, son?
No good bastard. Your show sucks.
What made me think this was a good day to stop drinking?
Buddy, do you want coffee?
Coffee.
Black coffee.
Coffee.
They warned us about people like you!
What a load of crap.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
We'll do it live!
And that's the way it is.
Only on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Wow.
We're going to take it somewhere.
You're kicking ass, Sam. Unbelievable stuff.
Good morning.
Man.
Yep.
You know, I'm the drop-in king. And
you are?
And my hat is off to you.
Yeah.
That is nice.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it.
Nice work there.
Wow.
We've taught you well.
Yeah.
Thanks to us, you're doing well. 7 minutes past the hour, it's the John and Gordy Show for April 2nd.
It's a very wet day out there, you know.
Rainy, drizzly.
Before I leave every morning, I check the radar out, and I'm seeing, nothing over us. I'm thinking, hey, this is it, man. You know, we're missing the storm. We're not going to get rain. We're not going to get wet. No. And I go out there, and it's a mist, and it's coming down, you know. It's just a solid mist, and you got to put your windshield wipers on this morning. What an inconvenience.
I know it. Yeah. And it's going to get a little rainy later, and then it's going to change over to snow this evening.
Yeah, 5 feet of snow, something like that.
No, not 5 feet, maybe 2 or 3 inches.
What's going on down there? There's a guy over on the corner of the street.
I don't know. He's going through the... What are those things, though? What's he doing?
Those are planters.
Oh, is he struggling? I think he might be. Anyway.
Oh, maybe he fell or
something. He might have tripped. It looks like he's...
He may need help.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. We'll alert the authorities. Anyway.
All right.
Here we are. Day after
everybody down with that.
April Fool's Day. And
are we going to continue the April Fool's Day today?
You think we should? That would be the... thing to do.
The John and Gordy Go Mega edition of April Fools.
Yeah. April Fools Month.
Yeah. A month. There you go.
A whole month.
Yep.
Yeah.
Where we refuse to go Mega because you can go to any other radio station on the right, and it's April Fools every day.
That's it.
and their listeners are constantly falling for that.
Mm-hmm. And they still, they still tune in. Yeah. Yeah. They're listening. They're listening out there. Have we heard yet from Vicki McKenna? Is she stopping by tomorrow at the pancake place at Short Stack Eatery? I don't think we've heard from John Erpenbach either.
No,
he said he was going to stop by tomorrow, and you know we'll see, because weather tomorrow is going to be really crappy in the morning, and I don't know if they'll be there. I'm hoping they'll stop.
I'm hoping. You know, we're trying to get the reunions going again. Two Johns, No Waiting.
Right.
Was the show with John Erpenbach, who became a senator. Wow, look out. And Vicky McKenna, who has become a loud screeching hag.
Is that what you're calling her now?
That's just a quote. Kind of I'm paraphrasing what Sly used to call her. I never used it.
Oh,
you know, because
you're just quoting Sly.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not a shock jock here.
Yeah. Well, Vicky McKenna always spoke very highly of you whenever, you know, I heard her
talking
about
it. Oh, I'm sure
she
has. Yeah. Yes, yes. She, thanks. Yeah. Thanks for putting a word in. Yeah. I'm sure.
We'd love to hear from, you know, I think it's, you know,
wouldn't
come
it be
on,
great?
Time passes.
Wouldn't it be great?
You know, let's make peace with each other. You know, all these old grudges that you hang on to, you got to let go. You can't just live your life, you know, carrying around that baggage.
Is that why you want us to get back together so we can, you know, bury the hatchet.
Exactly.
And, you know, just walk away friends.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Why not? Time passes, you know, things change.
So
turn the page.
You think that over all this time now that she's kind of learned a lesson that, you know, she was kind of on the wrong side of this whole issue, every issue.
I didn't say that.
And then you think now that she'll finally agree with me.
No.
And
no.
We'll come to some kind of understanding, right?
No, I'm not saying
Vicky McKenna and John Peterson finally up front together again.
We would welcome her with open arms to come, you know, stop at Short Stack Eatery tomorrow or, you know, maybe make a guest appearance on the show.
Yeah.
I think that would be fine.
You know,
maybe, why not?
Maybe we should, you know, call some kind of police officer of some sort. I'm just
thinking. Are we worried about that fellow out there?
Actually, I am worried.
I think he's struggling.
No, he lost all his stuff across the street. So the cars are running over all his stuff.
Yeah.
And he's like jammed up on the corner. And he can't, he's getting up.
Okay, I think he's going to be okay.
But,
all right.
Yeah, all right. All right. If he can get up, then everything is cool. I mean, you know, he's got control of it somehow, in some way.
He's got it back. Yeah, he's moving on.
But,
now.
You know, sometimes these individuals, you know, the problem is they don't have the medication that they need.
Well, that's it.
And, you know, that could be the situation. That's why I was a little concerned.
Yeah. And occasionally we see, you know, people that could be homeless or, you know, just struggling a little bit. On State Street every once in a while. But,
boy,
I think he's okay.
Watching
we're going
to
be all right. Okay.
Okay. Watching this problem out here on the street, I just can't do that.
Well,
my heart goes out to him. I feel
outside the window, so it's kind of hard to ignore it. Okay. Yeah. Right. Let's get into the National Day calendar and find out what's going on.
All right.
For
let's
this,
find out.
Second day of April. Is it or is it not? Here we go.
Okay. Well, okay.
Is it National Do-It-Yourself Day?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Sam Day? Saluting all the Sams of the world?
Really?
Is it National Endangered Species Day?
Mm-hmm.
National Ferret Day? National Reconciliation Day? John Peterson and Vicky McKenna?
Well, yeah. That must
John
be.
John Erpenbach?
Yeah.
Arnie Wheeler and Neil Heinen? All your former partners. We've reconciled. Why can't they?
I know.
National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. Which one of those days do you think it is not?
National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
Well, that would be wrong.
Oh.
That is a day, and it is today. Sam, you know the answer.
I didn't look at the sheet, but is it Endangered Species Day?
It is Endangered Species.
All right.
No, it's not.
What?
No. I was kidding.
It's not
a National Endangered Species.
Oh, it isn't.
So I was correct.
So you were correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're confusing us with your answers.
I was confused momentarily. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So
distractions
would you like
there.
To make up
All right,
some story about Endangered Species Day?
No. It's National Do-It-Yourself Day.
All right.
A day where the goal is to encourage everyone to find the joy in getting things done for yourself. Yes.
Let's the home be handy person, right?
Yes. Better yet, let's pull out those creative ideas you've been pondering and create some new do-it-yourself art and projects and things like that.
No.
You're not into that?
No, that's not. Okay. Here's the thing.
Yeah?
If you're a do-it-yourselfer.
Yeah, you don't have to brag.
You have a list of things you have to do.
All right.
You're not going to sit there and create new things for you to do. It's not like you're just filling your time with something new. There are a lot of projects that you just need to get to. You understand
what
I'm
saying? Is that Home Depot? How did I know that? Oh,
I don't know. I go there and I what is this, a commercial? Or
it's their music.
This is the Home Depot theme that they play during commercials.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah, I have no idea how I knew that.
I missed that one.
Okay. Let's see some of the other days that I mentioned here.
I was at Home Depot yesterday.
Were you?
Yeah.
What did you have to get?
I bought an adjustable screen. It's different heights, but I bought one that was 10 by 37 inches, and it slides like an accordion.
Okay. A screen.
It widens and it shortens, and you can put it in a window.
Okay.
You can leave the window open, have that screen up, and okay. I don't know why you would need it, but
I
needed it.
You sensed a need for it.
I have a little puppy that likes to go up against that glass of the window, and I'm waiting for her to just jump through it one of these days.
That would
so
be
I bought
awful.
This adjustable screen that I could put in the lower portion of the window, so I feel safe with my dog.
Well, that's good. Did it cost you a lot of money? Did you put it on the card?
A whole $6.
Oh,
they're very inexpensive.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. It's National Ferret Day. Do you like ferrets?
No.
They're so cuddly.
No, I've never been able to figure that one out.
Yeah.
Why do people have ferrets?
Humans domesticated ferrets over 2,000 years ago. Did you know that?
No.
Specifically for their hunting abilities. Landowners use them to ferret out and kill vermin that would otherwise grow out of control.
Oh, well, that seems like a good use.
Yeah. Male ferrets are called Hobbs, and female ferrets are called Jills. Their offspring are called Kits. Who knew they all had different names?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. All right. Fascinating. Not really.
You know, there are people that buy ferrets.
I don't know
as
why.
Pets.
Yeah, I don't get
Isn't
it.
Isn't that crazy?
It seems a little odd.
I think ferrets are cool. It's funny to see them run because if they like turn a corner, they're so long that like sometimes like their front half will keep going, but then their back half will just like slide out and roll.
Yeah.
Did you have one? Did you
know somebody who had one?
Okay.
And what happened to the ferret? Died? Got killed?
I don't know.
Neglect?
Ran away.
Animal cruelty.
Yeah. Quite a while.
See, that's the whole thing. You know, you have hamsters and ferrets and turtles, your goldfish and stuff like that. And all you do is you end up teaching your child how to be abusive to, other creatures on Earth.
Oh, that's
and
not
letting
the
them
idea,
die.
Really.
You know, there's my fish floating upside down in the bowl. Well,
yeah, what do we
did
do
you
now?
Take care of it? No, I haven't fed it in 8 days.
Is
okay,
anyone really
well,
shedding a tear over a 30-cent goldfish from the pet store?
Well, it's your responsibility. You know, you just bought a life.
That's right. It is a life.
That's true.
It's a life form.
All right.
It's National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day, celebrating the classic food favorite. I just, I like a good peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
There is absolutely nothing like it.
I have them, two or three times a week. Yeah. What are you listening to?
This is peanut butter jelly time.
Oh,
okay.
I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich last night.
I had one yesterday. Yeah.
Well, what kind of jelly?
Just Welch's jam. Grape jelly.
Yeah,
the cheap stuff.
No one uses jam here. It's just a jelly.
If I'm feeling
jelly
fancy, crowd. or if like my parents make some and give it to me, then I'll have jam.
So it's a parent thing, right? Okay. Well, I'm a parent and I buy jam for my kids. I don't buy jelly. Something you can see through.
Okay.
Is that natural? Something you can see through? Jelly like?
We can have this discussion in just a moment. Did you know the average American will have eaten over 2,000 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches by the time they graduate high school? That's
yes,
a fascinating fact.
That
we've got more. And the Mean Farmer's coming up, too.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Great stuff, Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Broadcasting from the city that controls the rest of the state.
That's it.
We're pulling the strings here.
We are in command.
The capital city.
That's right.
Madison.
This is where the action is.
That was I think that was Lariat by the Legends, right? Okay.
Is that who it was?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Madison, well, that's Milwaukee Group.
Okay. We were talking about Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. Did you know that peanut butter was considered a... I gotta continue this.
Because it's
this
really
fascinating.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Peanut butter was considered a delicacy in the early 1900s, John, and was only served in New York City's finest tea rooms. In May 1896 article published in Good Housekeeping magazine...
Well, that's very, very nice. I'm really...
A recipe urged homemakers to use a meat grinder to make peanut butter and spread the result. Boy, that must have been messy. Spread the result on bread. And the same year in June, they created the peanut butter sandwich recipe. Okay. Doesn't seem like there'd be a lot to do that, but
I bet there are a lot of people out there, maybe in the older age groups, that have tried to make their own peanut butter at one time or another.
Yeah.
I had.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good, but it just didn't have that quality, that creaminess.
Mm-hmm.
And I like crunchy style peanut butter. You?
Yeah. Yeah. I like that.
Sam?
Yeah.
Crunchy style peanut butter?
Tell me. I'll eat it, but I don't seek it out.
Oh, my gosh. Mm. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I'm not a peanut butter snob, John.
Oh, wow.
Well.
Throwing down now.
All right.
Okay. Gonna have a little peanut butter war here now.
Okay, I think more people are on my side than yours.
Okay, but today is National Reconciliation Day, so let's not have any fights. Okay, not like every day here. But
okay,
let's just try to be peaceful for a change. It's a Reconciliation Day. Yeah. You are a pal and a confidant.
What's the name of this song?
I think it's just Thank You for Being a Friend.
Yeah, that's
the theme from the Golden Girls.
You know, speaking of that, Sly and Vicky.
Yeah.
Somebody texted us here and said, Sly and Vicky, imagine that nightmare panel.
Yeah.
That would be like the toilet bowl of Madison Radio.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's so
Ouch.
Untrue. Sly does not belong in that toilet bowl. Vicky does.
Oh.
But Sly is...
How can you say that on National Reconciliation Day? We're trying
to make
peace
with
everybody
here. You know, remember, Sly actually introduced us, the first guest, on this show when we first started, the first day.
Very first day he was on the show, and he hasn't...
Gave us his stamp of approval,
come back since.
Right? Like, and has kept his distance.
Yeah. We'd like to have him back, if he's available.
Well, he introduced us, but, we haven't really talked to him. We should have him on the air today.
Well, okay, let's reach out to him and see if we can get him in there.
All right.
Again, it'd be great if we could do this on Short Stack Wednesdays, when we're at the pancake place, Short Stack Eatery, every Wednesday from 6 to 8. I think that's where this should take place, in the public place where people can see you guys, just shaking hands, just like the old days, and you know, sitting around over a cup of coffee and just remembering the good times.
That's what I'm thinking too. Yeah, you can just imagine about 10 minutes later, food fight.
Yeah, they don't want that. Well, John Erpenbach said he might stop by tomorrow, so we'll see. You know, when they say might stop by, you know they're not coming.
Well, you know, John.
Yeah,
he's always fishing. You know, he's the fishing senator. Basically.
The fishing for compliments. What do you mean? Fishing?
Well, he's just he likes the outdoors. He's great on the outdoors.
Okay. Sam, do you want to crack open the history books? Is there anything of note
there's
there today?
There's not a lot that I could find today.
All right.
Some movie history. Movies are a big thing this week. We got the Wisconsin Film Festival kicking off on Thursday. Going to have one of the programmers of the festival, Jim Healy, in that morning. But anyway, 1968.
Yeah.
2001, A Space Odyssey premieres in theaters.
Man.
Wow.
Wasn't that something?
That changed everything.
It did.
Yeah. I still haven't seen it. It's on my watch list.
Yeah, that's a must see.
Yeah,
you won't understand it. It's
out there.
It is.
Yeah, it's a little slow in parts.
Yeah.
So I've heard.
The whole movie.
The whole movie is a little slow.
One birthday. There really wasn't a lot for today in history that I could find. Charlemagne, the Holy Roman Emperor, born today in 747.
Wow, you really searched that thing down.
Oh, yeah.
747.
Digging up some real history.
Charlemagne.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Good. All right. Glad we got that taken care of. By the way, you know the new Summerfest, Summerfest is coming up summer. Like it has every year, you know, comes up in summertime.
It'd be weird if Summerfest came in the middle of winter.
Yeah.
I know. They should have started a winter fest, you know. Summerfest has been very popular. Do it in the middle of the winter.
That doesn't sound like a really good idea.
More than 600 artists will perform at this year's. 600 artists.
Already?
Yeah. At the 75-acre permanent festival park.
Yeah.
Including artists like these. Keith Urban, he'll be there. Kane Brown. Who else? Maroon 5. Maroon 5 fan. Goo Goo Dolls will be there.
I've been following them since they were Orange 5.
Since they're Maroon 2.
Yeah.
Fletcher will be there. You know Fletcher.
Fletcher Keys?
Yeah, he'll be there.
All right.
Carly Rae Jepsen, you know, I don't really know Fletcher Keyes. He seemed like a nice guy.
Yeah, he seemed like
he's
a good
out of
guy.
The radio
he's
got, business no, he isn't. Now, isn't he?
No.
What's he doing now?
No, he's got some local FM channel in Monona, I believe.
No kidding. Oh, that, yeah, that radio station.
He's programming that, and they play some really interesting alt country.
They do, yeah. That's kind of a cool place.
It is.
Yeah. Wow. You know, all these old radio people that we know, you know, from years gone by.
Yes.
Again, we should have a media reunion where everybody
right
just,
here?
Yeah.
Get everybody in
right
here.
Right here.
And,
why
know,
not?
Disagree like we
all,
used to disagree.
We can all
argue
stand
like
around.
We used to argue.
We can hold hands and sing Kumbaya.
Tell
and,
horror
you know,
stories
we are the
about
world.
Radio.
And, you know, just, you know, let's look ahead. Don't look behind.
See, everybody, when they listen to the radio, they think everything is just fine and cozy and wonderful and everybody's happy and there are jokes all over the place. But it's not like that inside the business.
No.
It's an ugly, hideous business.
Backstabbing. Yeah, all that stuff. I think that's those days are over. I think it's time to make peace with everybody.
Well, you can find them if they're alive yet. It'd be nice to be able to cross promote or you know at
I
least you know, talk about it you know their
sure.
lives their
yeah find
struggles
out.
Their shows
all that stuff. We have time for the Mean Farmer or we've run out of time. Okay, we've got news, we've got weather, we've got sports, we've got all kinds of stuff coming up,
we've got life to live, we've got breakfast to eat, we've got supper to make.
Mm-hmm. A little bit later on we'll be talking with Paula Severson. She is with Dane by Local, right?
Yeah.
And she's the executive director. I know they have a big event coming up in just about a week or so, your big community dinner on youth employment. And we'll be talking with her.
All right. We've got a few other big topics coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be talking about the House racial agenda. And we'll be talking about the Christian nationalist nation, how women will lose their right to vote if that ever came to be.
Yes. Well, it's primary day today, too.
And Fox.
Wisconsin.
Yeah. That Fox outrage about Easter?
Yeah.
Well, it was explained and disproved on Fox about
what are you
Easter.
Talking about? Really?
Yes.
Okay. We've got news and weather and Pam Yonke with the Midwest Farm Report coming up. And when we come back, oh, you know it. You know it's the Mean Farmer. Yeah. Mean. Whoa. You know it.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Despite the setback, our Wisconsin weather forecast is handing to Wisconsin farmers this week. Many are still one step closer to the field. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. One group of farmers that's ready to head for the fields are Wisconsin potato and vegetable growers. I talked with two last week. Roderick and Richard Gums own and operate Gums Farms in Endeavor. Richard explains what they plan to plant this year.
We plant onions is the first crop that gets planted, and that'll get planted in the middle of April. Yellow cooking onions. The potatoes that we start with will get planted in April later on and through the month of May and into June. We raise carrots for processing. We raise corn, soybeans for rotation, and we raise peppermint and spearmint for the oil.
Richard Gums, along with his brother Roderick, own and operate Gums Farms in Endeavor. He said they're like all farms in Wisconsin facing dry weather conditions, but the Gums Farms operate on high organic value muck soils. And they said they're only really concerned about soil moisture in the top tier of the soil profile. Markets as we get rolling on a Tuesday morning. Lots of red ink out there. Numbers are next.
So I became a Farm Bureau member almost 20 years ago to be part of the state's largest ag advocacy group. Plenty of opportunities within Farm Bureau for somebody that's involved in agriculture, whether to grow their leadership or to help be a leader in an industry that we have a great passion for.
WFBF.com.
They've really helped my leadership develop.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Mutual insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Farmers deal with a lot, including long days, stress, and fatigue. This is your reminder to take breaks, stretch, have a snack, and hydrate your body. Avoid farm accidents by keeping yourself healthy. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn how Rural Mutual supports Wisconsin farmers and prioritize safety on the farm.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese gained 0.75 cents to 143.5. 40-pound block cheese was up 2 cents, 143.75. And butter on Monday gained 0.75 cents to 2.85 a pound. This morning, December corn's down 1.5 cents at 4.73. November beans are unchanged at 11.83. The July wheat is currently down 1 cent, 5.71 a bushel. Fluid milk for May down 4 right now, 15.82 a hundredweight. As of Sunday, Wisconsin had 2% of the oat crop in the ground as we kick off the first of our crop progress reports for the season. I'm PM Yonke.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
We have some rain and snow on the way today, tonight, into tomorrow. We could see around 2 to 3 inches of accumulation, and it's going to get very windy tonight into tomorrow as well, with gusts from 30 to 35, even up to 40 miles per hour. Today, 36, tonight, 32, tomorrow, very windy with a high of 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Temperature now, 38.
busted pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
And now back to two veteran broadcasters who love radio so much they hope that when it's their time, they die right here on the air. Which, come to think of it, happens pretty much every day. It's John and Gordy!
If you could say that again.
Yeah. How many times this morning so far?
We've died on the air? I don't know, 7 or 8 times the first half hour.
Yep,
pretty much. Got more lives than a cat.
That's true.
Do we have the mean farmer coming up?
Is he ready? Hey, you know, you mentioned that the cat. There was a TV show way back in the 50s and 60s. I watched this thing. It's T-H-E Cat.
I remember the name of that, but I don't remember the show.
He was an acrobat who gave up the net. He got into robbery.
Oh, the cat.
And then he became a bodyguard for hire.
Cat burglar.
Yes, he was a cat burglar and... His name was T. Hewitt Edward Cat.
Yeah, it didn't last long, that show, didn't it?
No, it lasted, I think, maybe 2 seasons or 1. Okay. Who knows, because back then, a season was like 50 episodes. So it's hard to tell.
It seems like it.
But I'll tell you, I have every episode of
The Cat.
The Cat.
Oh.
Yeah, it's great stuff. And the theme song is fantastic. And the intro of the show is incredible, and I will play it here on the radio one of these days.
Okay.
I promise. I know there are a lot of people just waiting for this.
Yeah, we can't wait any longer.
I know.
We should try and find it today.
Yes.
If we can.
Okay.
But first, don't we have the mean farmer?
We do
here?
Have the mean farmer. Well, he's up and ready.
I keep bringing this up, and you keep ignoring it.
This is... A country doctor.
Oh, good.
Oh, man.
Oh, this is a good one.
Okay.
All right.
Hi. This is the Mean Farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, a visit to an old-fashioned country doctor. What's up, Doc?
Oh, that cracks me up.
You know, a farm is a dangerous place. There are lots of sharp edges to cut you, heavy things to fall on you, whirling, grinding, twisting machines to grab and mangle you, and grumpy animals who can turn on you without warning. Oh, you know they can. A farm's a dangerous place, and that's why I love it so. Life on the edge. Yes, many's the time I've gotten an owie and had to go into town and visit the kindly old country doctor. Oh, like the time Ferdinand the Bull broke my leg trying to get by me so he could romance my prize heifer, Stella Stevens. Oh, nasty scene. Well, old Doc set it for me, and I paid him with 112 bushels of turnips. And he called me back in, and he rebroke it and reset it, so I paid him again 45 pounds of chicken parts, mostly beaks. So he called me back in, rebroke it, and reset it. You know, that time I didn't even make it through the waiting room. He was waiting right at the front door. So I paid him a can and a half of Prowl. And, well, to make a long story short, some of my Arnold Palmer dress slacks still don't fit right. Wow. You know, when I cut 3 fingers off in the corn auger, remember that? He told me to save them, so I did. I attached them myself to the rabbit ear antenna on the TV. You know how you get the picture right when you're moving the antenna around, then you let go and fuzz city. Well, it don't happen to me no more. Those fingers got that doohickey fooled. Next week on the Mean Farmer Show, Doc checks my heart with a stethoscope. You know, I got a gerbil in my breast pocket. Something wrong, Doc? 235 beats a minute? Well, thanks. Here's a sack of snouts. Keep the change.
unbelievable.
Just keeps getting weirder and stranger over
See,
the years.
The whole thing here is, again, he mentioned another pet that, you know, kids like to kill, gerbils.
Mm.
Go with that one.
Okay.
Look, I'm not a big fan of children having pets like that, home pets, except for dogs and cats. That's fine. They can take care of themselves. But, you know, when it comes to
little
these
rodents.
little things that the kids are supposed to take care of.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a bad lesson in there somewhere.
Well, it's okay if they do take care of them, but they tend to neglect them.
Yes,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes,
right? Lose them, not feed them. And we have to. Well, I guess parents take the responsibility.
Right, how's that mic stand doing today for you?
It just keeps.
Why is
it
yours
swiveling all over the place? I'm holding this thing.
Don't touch it anymore. Oh, just leave it. Do we need to get some duct tape out and just take care of it?
Maybe. Maybe a little baling wire.
Yeah.
I sent you an email with the cat.
Oh, the cat.
Yeah,
music?
I actually found. I found it. Well, you know, everything's on the cloud now. I can just search this stuff out right away.
There you go.
Did the attachment? You didn't get it?
No, you must be having more problems with Outlook, John.
Oh no.
I did. I'm working on pulling up the theme though, so we can play it for you.
Okay. All right. Good. All right. Good deal.
Oh God.
Let's get that going.
Look at this thing. It just won't do it. It just won't do it. I hate Outlook so much now. Okay.
It's not user friendly. It's never been user friendly as far as I'm concerned.
No.
I never use it.
Well, if there's a way, you know, I could go back to the, in fact, I am going to go to the old Outlook right now.
Okay. Because this is a good thing to do on the radio. It's fascinating on the radio to listen to you do this.
Everybody, please pay attention to me.
Okay. By the way, it's Wisconsin primary day. Get out there and vote.
Oh, Let's talk about that.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing here, you know, the amendments to the Constitution.
Yeah, what's
state
that all
Constitution,
about?
We do not want to approve any of them. Vote no on each one of the amendments.
Okay.
One of them, of course, means that private individuals or private organizations cannot help fund elections in the state. The interesting thing about that is, you know, they had all these conspiracy theories about Zuckerbucks being used to help during the COVID pandemic. Now, the Republicans wouldn't come back into session and help out during the primary and help fund the election. Now, Zucker came in and helped out a little bit here.
Right, yeah.
But there's no promise in this amendment to the Constitution to say that they will fund elections. What they're trying to do is starve elections, make it difficult to go to the polls, stand in line for a long period of time, hopefully discourage a lot of people from going out.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't want to fund elections in this state. So what they're doing is, if they can have an amendment to the Constitution, to our damn Wisconsin Constitution, you can't fund the elections. You can't force the legislature, the Republicans, to fund it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just going to be a nightmare. It's one way they can discourage people from going out and voting. And that's the only way they can retain or stay in power. So don't approve the amendments. Just don't approve either one of them.
Okay.
All right?
That's your stance.
That's
what you're encouraging.
Okay. The funny thing is, they're marketing it. Get this.
Yeah.
They think that Zucker helped the Democrats in this,
mm-hmm.
okay? But here's the problem. They're promoting it like this will keep the Koch brothers out of interfering in our elections. The right-wing billionaires from interfering in our elections.
Yeah.
See, they're presented as though it's on their side, and they're trying to prevent their billionaires from. But they do interfere in our elections by funding Republicans.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of, don't look over here. We're doing it over here. Or however they say that.
So. Yeah, that's right.
Did you ever find the T. Hewitt Edward cat?
Cut. The theme music?
Here it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds very mysterious.
the visuals are like, they're so 1960s.
It is, isn't it cool? Mm-hmm. Did you,
it's like a classic
quality spy. Is not great. That's, the music is, it sounds like somebody recorded it off of the.
I think this was recorded on a VHS tape and then uploaded to YouTube.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, back then they didn't really save a lot of the older TV shows.
Yeah.
And got rid of them. And these are, you know, probably saved right off the tube. Mm-hmm. You know, that's how they recorded it. You're familiar with all that, the old days, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what I was doing last night.
It kinescope? Is that their? Is that how they call what they called it when they
filmed
it off of a TV monitor?
Yeah, kinescope was. Yeah, that's the mm-hmm. oldest recording technology on mm-hmm. television. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. They basically just filmed a TV tube.
Last night I was disassembling a TV from the 40s. Actually,
really?
Yeah, it's my latest project.
You got shocked at all?
No, thankfully not.
Because. They have energy inside of them.
Yep, I've been shocked before. It's not fun.
No, it's not. Yeah, that's happened to me too. They, oh, what's this transform? Whoa! Yeah. Ouch. Yeah. Yeah. You got to be careful. And what are you going to do? Are you going to try to reassemble it and make it happen? Make it work?
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to try and get it working. We'll see. Okay. This is the oldest one I've ever worked on.
Yeah. You got it at a garage sale? Give us the backstory.
The good old Facebook Marketplace. I was heading up to the Twin Cities for Easter, and I picked it up along the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you go past the introduction for T. Hewitt Edward Catt? Did you go past
No, it only had the theme music.
Oh,
why?
Really? Oh, okay.
I could find another one. Why? Is there like a special intro in every
Yes, episode? There is. Yeah. They All describe right. just how he got into the business.
All right. We'll do a little deeper search then.
All right.
Okay.
No one cares.
If you watched, I don't even remember what his name was, T. Hewitt Edward Catt.
Right.
Yeah.
Back in the day, call in and give John some
some advice,
some validation here.
Yeah, 608-879-8255.
See, he was also not just a bodyguard, but he had a club, El Gato.
He had a nightclub.
Yes, he did. He had a nightclub, and the girl from Ipanema, the singer who did that song.
Yeah,
she was in the club singing it, and as you can imagine, it was very very beat, wonderful stuff.
Okay. More than I ever knew about T.H.E. Catt. That's, who was the star of that show? Do you remember the star of the show? No. Some minor Hollywood.
Langea. I can't remember now.
Okay.
I always get it confused with Frank Langella.
Let's try to, yeah?
But it's not. It's he played El Fago Baca in the old Walt Disney Western.
Well, it was Robert Loggia.
Yeah, that's it. Robert Loggia.
Yeah, he starred as the title character.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah.
What year?
Well, let's see. It ran during 1966, 67.
All right.
Okay.
So about I was 16 and 17 years old when I watched that.
It was sponsored by Winston Cigarettes. You remember when cigarettes were TV sponsors?
Yes.
And they allowed television to have cigarette commercials back then. Way back.
All right.
Okay.
Let's get into a little politics here as we ramble on and
finally,
on here.
Yes.
This is our rambling hour anyway.
Okay.
We have an excuse.
Okay.
Let's go to Mike Johnson, cut 599.
They're trying to toss him out as speaker.
I know.
I
know. They're not going to be able to do it.
No.
They don't have enough votes for that. But Johnson's been talking to Trump.
Mm.
And if Trump gets in, he and Johnson.
Yeah.
Have a plan for this country, a very by the way, they said it, I didn't. Radical plan. Let's check this out here. Listen.
But we can have a bigger majority. You get that, you get the Senate, we're going to make big radical changes. I've talked to President Trump and all my colleagues about what that first 100 days looks like, and you will see proof right out of the gates. I mean, aggressive changes to the regulatory state, the deep state, the bureaucracy that's turned on the people and weaponized against them.
See, they're going to fight up against something that is wholly created by them. It's a myth that's just, you know, a fantasy. There's a deep state somewhere. They're going to clean up. That's their excuse. That's why they're going to make some very radical changes. Well, thank you. Aggressive changes in the first 100 days because of a conspiracy theory they made up about the deep state. Well, that's good.
That's it.
You know, these guys are going to chase.
He's got a plan.
Every rumor, every fiction that they create, every myth that they have created, and they're going to chase them down the rabbit hole, and that's what they're going to do for four damn years.
Starting on day one, right?
Yes, yeah, exactly. These radical, aggressive changes.
Well, you know, Trump wants to be a dictator, and he's got Mike Johnson as his wingman. If he gets elected, that's the plan.
That's right. That's right.
It is 6:49 coming up. Fox outrage explained by a Fox reporter, right?
Exactly.
Oh, boy.
All right.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it. And feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM, broadcasting from the capital city, Madison, and a great song about Lakeshore Drive down there in Chicagoland. And yeah. I got goosebumps when that came up in the movie Galaxy.
Galaxy.
Where are the guys from the Galaxy? I can't remember it now. But anyways.
Lakeshore Drive, LSD.
Yeah, great song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, coming up later on today, it's
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy, that's it. Later today on Civic Media, it's baseball action. The Minnesota Twins and your Milwaukee Brewers at 2:35. You can catch that on Civic Media on WRCE in Richland Center. Also, the Racine Station and Kenosha Stations and Park Falls Stations.
Is that a home game?
It is, does appear to be a home game, I believe, yes.
And so if it snows, they can put the dome over
they
it.
They can, yeah. That's at 2:35. And then this evening, it's the Bucks and the Wizards. Milwaukee Bucks take on the Washington Wizards. You can check that out on your Civic Media app, okay? On the WFHR portion of that app.
All
okay.
Right. Well, fantastic.
Sports
All right.
action.
All right, let's,
let's get into
something very, very important here. Blowing up the mega outrage.
What?
For once, Fox News correspondent breaks it and just tosses it into the trash can because it was just a rumor, something created by the right wing, huh? How's that?
Wait a minute. What are we talking about?
Well,
here?
It's the Fox viewers were entertained by one of their reporters who, you know, this coincidental Easter and Transgender Visibility Day fell on the same day.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
So anyway, the reporter went on to explain exactly why that happened, and it kind of blew minds, you know, of the Fox viewers, because wow, really? It's that easy?
Mm.
You know, I got mad for nothing. Well, let's listen to that. It's cut 02.
Okay.
Conditions out here. It is rainy. We heard some thunder and lightning. And there's also some controversy surrounding the event this year. Transgender Day of Visibility falls on March 31st every year. This year, it coincided with Easter Sunday. And although President Biden, who is Catholic and attends Mass every weekend, issued a statement commemorating Easter Sunday, he also issued a statement marking Transgender Day of Visibility. It reads, "Today on Transgender Day of Visibility, I have a simple message to all trans Americans. I see you. You are made in the image of God, and you are worthy of respect and dignity." Republicans sounded off about that and also about an egg decorating contest for the children of National Guard members. A flyer that was promoting the contest said kids' submissions must not include any questionable content, including religious symbols, overtly religious themes, or partisan political statements. Now, the White House says this restriction has been in place for 47 years, and the American Egg Board told Fox its rules are mandated by the USDA. But this new contest for the National Guard children was started by the First Lady in 2021, so it appears that her office just co-opted the same rules.
There you go. Just every rumor, every outrage during Easter that made them angry during Easter destroyed their Easters for their children. Well, turned out to be just, you know, phony.
Sounded like there was a rainy day there at the Easter Sunday celebrations, the egg roll or whatever they do there.
I don't know.
Easter egg hunt at the White House lawn. It was kind of a soggy one.
Kind of wrecked the decorations on the eggs.
That's it.
You used to do that with the kids, right?
Sure. Do the Easter egg hunt?
Yeah
absolutely.
Well, not just the hunt, but, you know, decorate Easter eggs.
Oh, sure.
You know, dye them.
Didn't you do that with the boys?
We dye all the time. Yeah, all
it's fun. You get the, you know, you get the dye, you make different colors, maybe paint some little designs, some little faces on the Easter eggs.
Yeah, with a wax crayon of some sort, right?
And
then
you hide all the eggs and the candy and all that all over the place.
Yeah,
that's
very nice
stuff. Didn't you do that with the boys when they were growing up, the little youngsters?
All the time, you know. We just
Easter
baskets. Doing it now. They're still living at home. I insist that if they're going to live at home, let's live like. You guys are still dependent
still
on us.
Little boys.
Got to take them to the Children's Museum still, John.
That's right.
See, I do want to go to the Children's Museum with
that. Make a day of it. Go to the zoo.
You know, we went to the old one. Now it's the new museum. Well, not so new anymore.
It's
I want to take them there.
It's a great place.
I want to go there.
Yeah.
I want to buy some stuff.
They do sell some stuff.
They do.
You want to go to the gift shop and get a little book or a science kit?
They have weird stuff there.
It's weird good stuff. It's just for the kids.
And if you're in Milwaukee, they have there's an outlet for science things.
That's what they call it. What do you mean in Milwaukee?
It's like a dollar store, only it has all of these scientific pieces of equipment, like beakers and stuff, and miraculous little things, perpetual motion devices of some sort. Yeah, it's a great place to go.
Do they still sell chemistry kits so that the kids can start fires in their
kitchens?
They have
chemistry kits.
It's good stuff.
It's really an interesting place to walk around.
Good times.
You know.
Hey, tomorrow, as every Wednesday morning, John and Gordy will be at Short Stack Eatery. It's our favorite place to go every Wednesday morning, and you can join us. We'll be there from 6 till 8 a.m., broadcasting live from Short Stack Eatery, just down the street here at the corner of Johnson and State. All right,
let's queue up 601, if we can get 601 queued up. I don't know.
We'll get that in just a moment.
How much time do we have here?
Well, we got a couple of minutes.
I wanted to get to Christian Nationalist Nation, where they want to repeal women's right to vote.
Okay.
Joel Webbin and Trump Heritage alumnus William Wolf edited the Statement on Christian Nationalism Manifesto. Webbin said that he could wave his Christian national wand, and women would not vote anymore.
What?
The Christian nationalists.
They've got a wand?
A wand. If they could. If they could, they would do it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
But we'll get to that story in, maybe the next. Do we have time for cut six? We don't.
Sam was a little busy.
Yeah, I
know. Okay. It's a behind-the-scenes thing. Sorry about that. Okay. 6:58 coming up.
But it's interesting to know that.
Right? Of course it is.
Okay.
We'll get to it. All right?
All right.
But right now, we've got news and weather and sports and In our 7 o'clock hour, our guest will be Paula Severson from Dayton by Local.
It's the John Gordy Show. John and Gordy Show.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Six international aid workers and their Palestinian driver all killed in an airstrike overnight in Gaza. The six